We all set?
All set.
Thank you. I'll accept the motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any amendments to them or accept them as is? We're good.
We're good.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Thank you. So we have a couple of resolutions only this week. One of them is the establishing resolution number 325, which is establishing the Ulster County Land Bank Development Corporation, a New York State land bank. I'm just going to postpone it here. Legislator Bartels isn't here to speak on it again, and she's still trying to round up all the necessary details for this to establish this. I know that one of the things that we have to do as a legislature is appoint a board first before we can send this to the state. So I know that that's something that Legislator Bartels is working on. So hopefully in the December meeting, we should have something that we can put forward. I talked to her earlier today about it, and we really have nothing new on it. So
I'll second.
All right, thank you.
Are you postponing or taking no action?
I will take no action, Fawn. Thank you. Resolution number 514, which is appointing an alternate member to the Ulster County Planning Board for the Village of New Paltz. I'll accept a motion for discussion or approval.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we're now down to old business. Does anyone have any old business that they'd like to discuss tonight? Legislator Archer.
Thank you, Chairman. We received a letter on October 7th that I really think that this committee should go into executive session to discuss. I think that may be the best course of action at this juncture. This was the letter that was sent out to the editor of the newspapers with regards to an interaction between the Office of Economic Development and the IDA. And I think it's important for this committee to have a discussion about this.
Can I just ask, it was a public letter that was sent to newspapers and everybody in the legislature got it. It's public information. And I guess my question would be, and this is going to be to council too, Mr. Rigucci, if you get a moment, what would be the purpose of executive session for this committee?
Well, my understanding is that there's also been, at least in some form, a threat of litigation. Is that correct?
Not to my knowledge.
My understanding was that there was.
From who? Not from anybody on this committee that I'm aware of.
No, not on this committee, but from the public. And I believe it was also addressed to the Board of Ethics and the DA as well. So I just feel that for all matters, I think it would be helpful to have a conversation with this committee first. And I think it's appropriate given the questionable nature on which what actions are being taken with regards to this.
So you know, I'm just going to, in a minute, I'm going to put it up to a committee vote for that, Legislator Archer. But I just want to state that there is actually no business before this committee in regard to that. That's an IDA issue versus the executive. There's been no action involving the legislature whatsoever with that interaction and what the gentleman who wrote the letter is complaining about. So I'm wondering why we would be in the middle of something that we're not involved in. And again, I'm going to ask council to weigh in here if we should be sticking our nose in this at this point, especially if they're considering litigation.
Well, I think it's a fair question. I mean, I don't know if I'm the best person to answer whether we would be discussing that topic. I think for purposes of executive session, my understanding was that there was a threat of litigation. And if the county is a party to that as a legislative body, then that would be a basis to enter into an executive session.
So are you aware of the legislature being involved in litigation on this issue?
No, I'm aware of a threat of litigation against members of the executive branch, tacitly. And we, as the legislative body, would, of course, be part and parcel of any action against you know, the executive branch and the county as a whole.
Okay, before I call back to you, Lynn, does anyone else on the committee have anything I want to talk about or discuss about going into executive session at this point?
Yeah, if I may, Chairman Cahill.
Yeah.
You know, I think on any matter regarding the IDA, because we are the originating jurisdiction for the composition of the IDA, I would imagine any topic relating to its composition or any change in its composition would absolutely be the purview of this committee.
Right. Well, this has nothing to do with that, as far as I know.
I believe it does. I believe the contents of the letter are specifically in relation to that, but I don't want to go, you know, so further. I'm not the one that brought this forward. That's my personal opinion.
Okay. Herb, you had your hand up, and then Lynn, I'll get right back to you as soon as everyone else has.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been frozen for the past 4 or 5 minutes. I missed a whole bunch of conversation, and I have no idea why we're going into session. I mean, pending legal, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff pending. I mean, we could sit here and talk about all kinds of things under the weather, but if there's no legislature, no you know, legal matter, or no one's filed a case, I don't know what we're going to talk about. So I missed the whole conversation as to why we were going in executive session.
Go ahead, Legislator Archer.
Thanks, Chairman. And to the point that Legislator Uchitel made, we do appoint the members of the IDA. We hand over authority to act on the behalf of this county as it relates to these pilots and projects, and it's people we put on the board. So if any transaction or any issue that crops up with that body, I don't think we can wash our hands of it. I think we should be responsible enough to have a conversation about what transpired and what we feel is appropriate or inappropriate with what happened to all this. If you want to have it publicly, I'm happy to have the conversation publicly. But I think that given the fact that there's some question mark about potential litigation, there's some question marks about my understanding is that it was also put to the ethics board, as well as a letter was sent to the DA. Now, did anybody open a case? I have not heard. But again, until we have more facts, I just thought it was prudent to at least have a conversation as the Economic Development Committee about a group that we sat a year and a half ago. So that's being respectful of this issue.
So I have two comments on that. One is, if we interject ourselves into a situation that we're not part of, what makes us any different than what the accusation is of the committee member to the executive? What is the difference? It's a different subject and it's a different situation, but it would be a legislative committee sticking their nose, right, in an independence board business. That's the first thing. The second thing is no one on the IDA has come to me or to my knowledge, to anyone in the legislature, to the chairman, to the majority leader, to the vice chairman, to anyone in the legislature and ask them to get involved in this situation and do something. No one has done that. In my opinion, the person who's making accusations and displaying, you know, issues with what happened is doing the right thing. He's going to the ethics board, he's going to the DA, and he went public. And I just don't know what our committee could add to that scenario at this point, other than putting ourselves in a position where we might be having to defend ourselves for something we have nothing to do with.
Well, may I respond, or do you want to go to Mr.?
No, go ahead. You go, and then Herb, you can go after Lynn if you don't mind. Thanks.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I would also say that when the allegations are about usurping the UTEP, taking control of the UTEP, changing the body, when there are things that were never even brought to this body, who again designates the committee, puts the board together. There's never been a conversation with this body with regards to making all of those changes. just the whole thing. It leaves me with a huge question mark about then what is the role of economic development as it relates to the IDA?
Well, I think it's a simple role. We appoint the members and then let them do their business, right? And then if
and
they
we have no other responsibility.
I think the only other responsibility we have after the IDA board has been appointed is to approve or disapprove of any deviations that require the legislature to get involved. Otherwise, why do you have an independent board? It's for the exact opposite of what happened there. We should be staying away, letting them do their business without trying to influence them. That's the whole purpose of the IDA board and why they are independent, right? So if we don't like how members of the board are behaving, that's our role. Then we make a decision as a legislature.
But we've never even had a conversation. We've never even had a conversation about what I think is some serious allegations.
About the way in which business anyone on this committee? No.
The way in which business is being conducted and the bullying and strong arm tactics here. That's so alleged.
I'll reiterate. They went to the DA. They went to the ethics board. They went to the press. They went public. What would we add to that scenario? Legislator Litz.
No, I would just say I wholeheartedly agree with Lynn that if and when we have an issue or a problem and we look to need to change members of the board or whatever, that is our function. Right now, I mean, the ethics board hasn't ruled. We don't know whether what's been done is right, wrong, or indifferent. We can sit here and try to pass judgment on the issues, and that's not our role. We're not the ethics board. We're not the IDA. We do appoint the IDA, but they are an independent board. I mean, we appoint people to, resource recovery, but it's not our job to go in there and run resource recovery. If and when litigation occurs or an issue that is bona fide, that comes forward, that factual information has been generated, then yes, I think we should have a discussion. But right now we're putting the cart before the horse. We can talk about a whole bunch of things that may or may not be true, may or may not be ethical, may or may not be under our purview.
So any other discussion? Oh, go ahead, Legislator Archer. Oh, wait, Legislator, you tell first, then you, Lynn. Okay, go ahead, Abe. You're muted there, Abe.
Thank you. I just want to say, I think if the conversation is in regard to the membership of the IDA, the structure of the IDA, the practices of the IDA, the policies of the IDA, I welcome that conversation. If anyone on the committee wants to talk about any of those things, I think we should do it. Regarding, the content of the letter that was that we read, whether you read it in your email or you read it in the Daily Freeman, either would have worked. I don't necessarily know that we or our constituents benefit from rehashing any of that. But I will say that when the membership of the IDA is called into question, I do think that we absolutely have a responsibility to be part of the conversation. So, if there's anything that anyone wants to discuss on those topics, I think that we should definitely discuss it. But that's all that I have to say about this.
Yeah, and to Legislator Ushetel's point, that does not require executive session at this point. If we're talking about changes to the UTEP or when we get to appointing members, that's even public. So I'm not sure, the requirement for executive session here. I want to ask the council real quick. So Council Ragucci, do you think, what do you think here? Do you think that this is, based on the discussion we've had there, do you believe we should be in executive session? And I really don't even know why we're going in other than to discuss an accusation,
I'll defer to Legislator Archer first. She has her hands up.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I the only thing I would say is that given what transpired and the lack of a communication, and I think the way in which business is potentially being conducted or asked to be conducted, it does raise questions with the body itself. Is the IDA operating in the way in which we want them to operate? And does this matter bring to light any concerns we have about, you know, conversations, notification? Yes, there's a level of autonomy, but a level of autonomy doesn't mean there's not communication. We've talked about this for years now, of trying to get everybody around the table, of working together in a partnership manner, each with its own set of responsibilities, but how they interact and work together. And to me, this raises all kinds of red flags with the body, with the way in which things are transpiring. And I think it's, without casting aspersions on any one person, because we don't have all the facts, I think we as an economic development arm of this county would benefit from a conversation amongst ourselves of what transpired, how do we make things better, and are there question marks around personnel? And anytime you start to have questions around personnel, I find it's always better to have those conversations, not publicly, but quietly, just to say, and then we're not going to be making any decision on any one thing, but having, I think, a meaningful conversation that I think this body should be having with regards to membership, the way things are operating, the way things are working or not working. So,
yep.
But, with that, I'll defer now to the attorney.
Council Rucci.
Well, I think part of the issue that I'm seeing here is that there's just so many kind of issues, you know, accusations, and I'm not sure what exactly is fact and what isn't fact. Not to suggest that anyone isn't speaking fact here, but, you know, obviously we have a very high bar with respect to the open meetings law, and going into executive session requires very specific things. And while I would hate to do it, I don't feel like this is a subject that should be addressed without me having an opportunity to really study the issue and maybe issue a written opinion on whether it's appropriate or not. I don't want to just give some off the cuff advice here and then have us challenged legally.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Had I known that someone was going to request us to go into executive session in this meeting, I certainly would have let you know. However, I just found out about it and under old business. So, you know, there's that part of it as well. So I'm just going to call the question. All those in favor of going into executive session, please signify by saying yes or raise your hand. All those opposed to going into executive session, please raise your hand or signify by saying yes.
Yeah.
I'm opposed. Okay. So yeah. I have 5 to 1, sorry. So with that, I'll move on to new business. Anything new we want to talk about? Anyone? Okay, great. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I just want to remind everyone that the next meeting is November 30th. Again, our December meeting is in November, on my birthday, I'll add, if anybody wants to celebrate.
Passport.
I made the motion.
Okay, Kate, second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Have a good night, everybody. Be safe, stay healthy.
Thank you.
Good evening.